This call is being recorded.
Thank you, everybody, for being on the call this evening. I love these calls because when I do them, I do my own research. I learn even more. I get my ahas, and it's a lot of fun. And it's just nice to have a group together on a Monday evening. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call. I just want to start off by saying registrations for Taffy Team 40 is now happening because Taffy Team 39 is now full. And so registrations for Taffy Team 40 is happening. So Taffy is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. And it runs with a team of six people and me, Donna Ross, as your leader. We meet via teleconference call once a day for a total of 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, until all of our 35 lessons are completed. So it takes about 2 months to complete Taffy. If you are interested, please let me know. And I've done this work for over 35 years. I totally understand that people need education. No one else is providing you the type of education that Taffy will provide you. The fee for Taffy for the whole 2 months is $377 plus the cost of your products. You also receive ongoing coaching. My book is Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. It has sold over 5,000 copies. And that book has about 60 cancer success stories, and we have many more since then. I am also the co-author of the book Mud Pies, along with my daughter. This is a recipe book that provides you with sugar-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, we don't say gluten-free, grain-free recipes. So I wanted to share that with you. All right, so this evening, agenda goes like this. I will be sharing with you some information on researched findings that I use and new ones I have discovered as a result of my work in Taffy and in the herbal, as a herbal practitioner. Then I'm going to move into cancer, what it is, and the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So let's start off with sharing the researched studies that I have found. Okay, so way back there, Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. He discovered penicillin, and he warned everyone of the problem that could occur with resistant strains of antibiotics if they were overused. He warned everyone that antibiotics interfere with the growth of good bacteria. So Dr. Eileen Hilton, Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New York, she found that Lactobacillus acidophilus was very effective in treating vaginal infection, infant diarrhea, food poisoning, and preventing flu infections. She followed 11 women with chronic yeast infections, overcome their yeast infections over a period of 6 months by eating live Lactobacillus acidophilus every day. I want to add to that. It is my belief that if these women stopped consuming grains and sugars and used cat's claw combination along with yeast fungal detox from Nature's Sunshine, that period of time would have probably been reduced to 1 month. I want to talk about L-glutamine, as found in the Nature Sunshine product called Focus ATN. L-glutamine has been scientifically proven to be a principal fuel for the brain. It's an amino acid. It stimulates mental alertness, improves intelligence, normalizes physical equilibrium, detoxifies ammonia from the brain, improves and soothes erratic behavior, improves the ability to learn, helps with memory, helps with autism in children, and is even used for schizophrenia and senility. That's L-glutamine is found in the product Focus ATN. Fabulous product. Melatonin. University of Texas study showed the effects of adding melatonin to white blood cells and then exposing them to radiation. Another group of white blood cells did not have melatonin added. The ones exposed to radiation without the melatonin showed chromosome damage. The ones with melatonin showed no chromosome damage. Melatonin may then be useful for cancer, for tumors, for Alzheimer's disease, for cataracts, and some neurological problems. Flaxseed oil. Gamma-linolenic acid, as found in a form of omega-6, as in flaxseed oil, has been found to facilitate weight loss. Flaxseed oil also reduces inflammation, improves skin if there is psoriasis or eczema. St. John's wort. At least 28 controlled studies have been done in Europe using St. John's wort for cases of depression. Studies show that it relieves depression, anxiety, insomnia, and the feeling of worthlessness. I think everybody should buy a bottle of St. John's wort and just try it out, as I did. I call it a feel-good herb. It just makes you feel good. St. John's wort is useful for tumors, as it is also an antifungal herb. It's also a diuretic. I recall one client who was totally able to go off all antidepressant medications by following the TAFI principles and by taking St. John's wort. St. John's wort also combats all kinds of infections, including bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. It works on the nervous system and relieves pain, as in sciatica pain, and is known to reduce swelling. Coenzyme Q10. This was studies that were done by Dr. Judy. It took 67 generations of studies and 30 years of research by Dr. Judy to develop the Nature Sunshine highly absorptive crystal-free CoQ10. It's a fabulous product for low energy, for congestive heart failures. It was clinically shown to reduce the severity of congestive heart failure from class 4 to class 1 within a year of using CoQ10 150 milligrams a day. It's also been proven to be very valuable for hypertension, to the point that blood pressure medications were reduced and even discontinued in clinical studies. In Parkinson's disease, studies that were done in the year 2006 in early onset Parkinson's, and with as little as 250 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 a day, Dr. Judy said this, quote, "We have been able to stop the progression of Parkinson's and almost completely arrest the development of the disease. In older, more severe cases, we have been able to stop the progression, increase the physical ability, and improve mental capacity in many of these elderly patients." And then he said, "These responses do not happen overnight." I think often we want the quick fix. This is nutrition. It takes time for nutrition to heal the nerves or to heal the bones. Studies done for trace minerals, as in the Chinese mineral Qi tonic. This is by Dr. Greenblatt and Dr. Grossman. Trace minerals, they said, are essential to many physiological processes within the human brain, Advanced testing techniques have opened up a new window of understanding into their specific influences on depression. Minerals play integral roles in our neurochemistry, contributing to the synthesis of neurotransmitters and activation of key enzymes and regulation of inflammatory responses. Inadequate levels of these major trace minerals have direct, observable effects on mood and behavior. With the rapid and irreversible loss of minerals from our soils and subsequently foods, deficiencies have become overwhelmingly common across the population. Increased exposures to mineral leaching chemicals have further compounded this problem. And so they did the study on how minerals affected mood and behavior and depression. Astragalus. Many studies have been done on astragalus. One of them is astragalus, which acts as an anti-inflammatory. Many studies show that thanks to its saponins and polysaccharides, astragalus reduces inflammatory responses in connection to a number of illnesses and conditions, from helping to heal wounds and lesions to reducing inflammation in diabetic kidney disease. Astragalus is known to boost the immune system. A study out of Beijing displayed astragalus's ability to control T helper cells, essentially regulating the body's immune response. Astragalus has been shown to slow or prevent the growth of tumors in a study that was published in the Journal of Pharmacy and Pharmacology. Astragalus protects the cardiovascular system. And that was done in a study in 2014 that was published in the Chinese Journal of Integrative Medicine. Other studies have shown the astragalus' ability to reduce blood pressure and to level off triglycerides. During a heart attack, heart muscle damage occurs when there is a lack of blood supply and oxygen. At that time, calcium overload creates secondary damage. Astragalus can prevent additional heart muscle damage by regulating calcium homeostasis in the heart. Astragalus regulates and prevents diabetes and illnesses related to diabetes. And those are studies that were also published. And there was also a study that was done on kidney disease. So kidney disease in diabetes is a common problem, and astragalus has been used to treat kidney illness for many years. More recent studies have shown astragalus can show the progress of kidney problems in diabetics and protect the renal system. And that's astragalus. Nature Sunshine has astragalus in capsules. Astragalus is also found in cat's claw combination. And astragalus is found in Chinese mineral chi tonic. And I want to talk a little bit about stress pack. And the reason I do is one of the root causes of all disease conditions is mental emotional stress. Stress Pack has a variety of vitamins, minerals, and herbal plants that help to alleviate the stress problem. And so there's research done on some of the herbs. Valerian is one of the herb plants that is present in Stress Pack. And it is the highest herbal source of calcium. It's interesting in my readings to find that in medieval times, German women used valerian as a coffee. There's also Korean ginseng found in Stress Pack. In 1995, Korean studies of Korean ginseng showed that it lowers the risk of cancer by 50%. And I just wanted to say that presently Nature Sunshine has Stress Pack on special. It's 10% off or buy three, get one free. And recently, as you know, Cindy Clement was our guest speaker in the Western provinces. And so she explained some of the studies that have been done on the new methyl B12, or they call it methyl combo. She said deficiency of vitamin B12 may result in anemia, a condition characterized by physical weakness, emotional instability, and or neurological symptoms. Vitamin B12 is critical for forming red blood cells and the transport of oxygen through the blood. Since sufficient sources of vitamin B12 are derived from animal sources only, supplementation may be essential to vegetarians. So this particular B12 has been scientifically documented to be very absorbable, and that's the key. It helps to produce red blood cells in your body. The more red blood cells you have, the better the circulation, the higher the body temperature. And there was one more thing I wanted to say, and I lost my train of thought. And the better the transport of oxygen. That's what I wanted to say. So that's the new methyl combination, methyl combo, it's called, methyl combo B12. I want to now move into understanding cancer. In order to overcome cancer or any other serious degenerative condition, we need to know what it is. So let's define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens, and it starts with an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to a nutritional and an oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls in that injured area become mutated by a fungal infection. So we can just now take this definition apart. For cancer to occur, there has to be, number one, an injury. How do I know that cancer starts from an injury? Here is the key answer to that. In cancer, cells replicate. It is the law of nature that cells don't randomly replicate, that they replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. They divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound, documented by Dr. McDougall. For cancer to occur, there's number two, a nutritional deficiency. How can the stem cells replicate healthy cells for you if they do not have the required nutrients in place? And oftentimes we are taught that you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are buying in a grocery store. Please don't believe it. If that were true, there would not be an epidemic of cancer. Recently, Health Canada announced to the Canadians that one in two people are being diagnosed with cancer. We are all nutritional deficient. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Oxygen is used for the oxidation process during the replication process by the stem cells. Without oxygen, cell replication cannot happen. For cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that causes the inflammation and blocks the oxygen and nutrients from reaching the injured area. For cancer to occur, there is an infection. That accumulation of toxic debris leads to a fungal infection. Here's the bottom line. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I hope we get this picture. So I want to talk about injury. Cancer starts from an injury, and that was well known by medical doctors a century ago. I have a copy of a medical textbook that was given to me by my friend Ron Gadansky. It's the medical textbook of general pathology that was taught in medical universities in 1903. They knew that cancer starts from an injury. I'm going to quote straight from that book. The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc. End of quote. Let's move beyond that. So injuries obviously could start from physical injuries, but it could also be a fall or an accident. But let's talk about 2017. Exploratory surgeries can cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra and cause an injury. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. And we have a very simple gallbladder flush recipe, or gallstone recipe, where you can flush your gallstones. Mammograms can cause injuries. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy cause chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Infections cause injuries. The use of drugs causes gut permeability and injures the stomach walls. There are anti-nutrients called lectins in all present-day grains. They poke holes in the gut membrane, injure the gut membrane. They cause leaky gut and injury to the inner intestinal walls. Then there's anti-nutrients in all present-day grains called phytates that deplete vitamin D3 and deplete many minerals from our body. Infections can cause injuries. Infections such as hepatitis of the liver. I just want to stop for a minute here. We have this combination called cat's claw combination. And that's cat's claw comes from a tree, a vine that grows in Peru. And that combination also has astragalus and echinacea. This combination of herbs, all found in a capsule that Nature Sunshine houses, has been proven to clean up the worst kind of infections. Everyone should have a bottle of cat's claw combination so that we do not use the antibiotics that rob our intestinal tract of those good bacteria, the good probiotic bacteria. Cat's claw will clean up hepatitis. It will clean up strep infection. I say clean up because cat's claw actually moves toxic debris out through our lymphatic system and dumps it out through our elimination channels. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. So think about chapped skin. And the chapped skin usually comes as a result of a omega-3 deficiency. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has an amazing scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where scientists analyzed the nutrient food values of different foods that were grown in soils of 1941 and then repeated this analysis in foods that were grown in soils of 1991. The range of difference in nutrient values of all foods was absolutely alarming. That's 1991. This is 2017. It's worse today. It's not better. So I'm just going to give you some examples of what they found. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruit had 27% less zinc. Spinach had 60% less iron. And there's a whole list. I hope you get the picture. Every single vegetable and fruit that was growing in the earth was severely nutrient depleted. Therefore, it is essential today, 2017, that we do part of our grocery shopping at the Nature Sunshine Superfood Store. This is where we rely on things like Chinese Mineral Qi Tonic and Collatrim Plus and Flax Lignans and Aloe Vera Juice and Chlorophyll and Green Zone, because we are not getting enough nutrition from grocery store bought food. Antoine Bichamp in the 1960s stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element, just one, imagine one, allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. Morbid means deadly waste matter to accumulate. And then Dr. Linus Pauling, he's the father of vitamin C, he said this in 1970. You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Well, think about it. If you do not have enough minerals, what happens to your organ internally? It can crack, causing an injury. We're also very deficient in omega-3 because we have been consuming hydrogenated oils. So we need omega-3. Omega-3s come from fish and from grass-fed meat. It reduces the amount of oxygen, the lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen that get into the cells. It's critical for injury repair. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Well, just imagine an accumulation of toxic debris. It absolutely invites parasites. And those parasites can cause an injury internally. Dr. Versandall, Simoncini, Lustig, and there was all kinds of doctors that stated that the cancer injury was related to candida yeast in our body. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. It grows a tendril structure, a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut syndrome. It then escapes into the bloodstream and makes the blood sticky and heavy and slows down blood circulation, meaning it slows down the movement of oxygen and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. I just want to stop here. If the blood circulation slows down, so does your body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees stuffed yeast. I recommend everybody buy one of those thermometers and take your body temperature first thing in the morning. You will find how low your body temperature is. We need to raise our body temperature, and I'll talk about it at the end of this session. Candida has other problems. It produces toxic estrogens. We call them xenoestrogens. And they're scientifically documented to feed cancer. And these xenoestrogens also destroy the function of your thyroid. That's why all kinds of people have a thyroid problem. And no one ever relates it to candida. The thyroid is responsible for metabolism. Therefore, if the thyroid is malfunctioning due to a candida problem, then metabolism slows down. And the iodine sources necessary for radiation absorption is not happening. Xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones. No wonder we have such a thing called PMS and menopause and an infertility problem. And then this xenoestrogens from candida weaken collagen production of the inner membrane. Dr. Bernice Eddy was a laboratory scientist in the 1950s. And she was studying vaccinations. And she concluded that vaccines were a direct contributing factor to cancer. She was injecting hamsters on which a kidney mixture, or with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And she discovered all kinds of these hamsters got various cancers and tumors. She was horrified and shocked. She reported this finding to her colleagues and warned them, if they were to institute a vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957. She was fired. This is 2017. We have an epidemic of cancer. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about sugar. We all know that it robs calcium and minerals from our teeth and it causes cavities. What do you think sugar is doing to your organs internally? Back in 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in a sugar warehouse. All kinds of them were getting cancer. So he decided to repeat this observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize because he discovered that sugar was a contributing factor to cancer. Then in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg also received a Nobel Prize when he proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals. We find them in all vaccination shots, in flu shots. We find them in mercury fillings in our teeth. Then we saw on top of that, we have chemicals that we find in the air that we breathe, the water that we drink. All of these toxic heavy metals that we find in vaccinations and in teeth, and these chemicals, they get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. This leads to inflammation, and this slows down blood circulation. Dr. Hamer studied emotions, and he said that the injury in cancer comes from strong negative emotions. So when we think of emotions such as anger, or maybe unforgiveness, or maybe hatred, we've all experienced anger, and we know how anger causes an overload of toxic acids in our solar plexus. Well, what do you suppose those acids do to your membranes internally? They eat away at the membranes of your internal organs. So one thing we must know is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. Now let's start to understand what happens when there is an injury. So when there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area, we call current of injury, that sets up an ionic field. That ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. And the purpose of the stem cells is to initiate the process of cell replication, to make healthy cells, to repair that injury. Now, in order for the stem cells to make good, healthy, strong cells to repair the injury, they require building blocks. They're like our little construction workers. They need minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids. And if these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells get to work, they replicate healthy cells for you, and repair that injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the process of cell replication stops. We've got to get that picture. When the cell replication stops, so does the current of injury. But imagine what happens if one of those building blocks is missing, if minerals are missing. Then healthy cell replication cannot take place. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury. Stop the process of cell replication. Feed the body with plenty of minerals and essential nutrients that you cannot get from your local grocery store. Inflammation and elimination. We need to know what inflammation is. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, they all poke holes in the gut membrane and they escape into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. That puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which blood flows. And that weight causes the little tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate so that these toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida, and then there's these undigested food particles, they escape. And they accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, when we study the blood, we discover that the blood has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to all the cells and tissues. And of course, I have to give credit to Dr. Samuel West, who did all of this amazing scientific research on inflammation and on the lymphatic system. So he's the one that absolutely proved that the blood plasma proteins, whose job it is to take the nutrients and the water to all the cells and tissues, they start to leak out through the holes in the capillary walls. They then attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all these various toxins that I have mentioned. Now the body is amazing, because that's not even a problem if there is a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which are just in the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and those toxins. It neutralizes some of the toxins, and it dumps the rest out through our natural elimination channels. That's the bowels, the kidneys, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what starts to happen when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by toxic debris from the drugs that we're consuming, the antibiotics, the steroids, the cholesterol-lowering medications. Then there's the acids from stress and emotions. Then there is toxic root canals and mercury fillings, heavy metals. Then we've all had flu shots and vaccinations, so there's all this toxic debris from vaccinations and flu shots, and toxic chemicals from the air and water and so on and so forth. Pretty soon, that lymphatic system begins to malfunction. It's overloaded. And now we have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins that are building up to the point that essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer get to that injured area. This is when we call this chronic inflammation. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg who discovered that when oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And if there is an adequate amount of sugar within that injured area, then oxidation will flip into fermentation because sugar feeds fermentation. The process of fermentation in that injured area produces ammonia and acids. So with the accumulation of the toxic debris and the ammonia and the acids, this is now a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus. Hope you get this picture. Then the fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So here is the big aha. Genetic defects don't cause cancer. It is the fungus that genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So now we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair that injury. And consequently, that current of injury will continue with a continuous replication of mutated cells instead of healthy cells. And we call this process of mutated cell replication cancer. Hi. Now we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth which happens or starts when there is an injury. And the injury is not repaired due to a nutritional deficiency, a lack of oxygen, and a fungal infection. If we get that picture, we can overcome cancer, or we can prevent it from happening to our body.
You'll see me again.
Okay, so I'm getting some background noise. If we, whoever that is, if we could mute out, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I see the little monkeys.
Okay, if I could, if you could please mute out.
What?
Okay, because there's some feedback here. Thank you. What do we do? Number one, we stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugar, yeast products, starches, grains, alcohol, fruit juice, because those are too high. Even honey, maple syrup, they're too high in sugar. They're known to feed cancer. Number two, we repair the injury. We need to eat the right foods. We need to raise the body temperature. We eat grass-fed meats, chicken, turkey, fish, eggs, vegetables, salads, walnuts, almonds, all kinds of seeds, flax seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, and we can have berries. But even if you're eating the right foods, it's not enough. I've given you the evidence, the scientific agricultural study that was done. This is the reason you need to make a superfood smoothie every single day. And if you've been diagnosed with cancer, 2 or 3 smoothies a day. And what do you put into your smoothies? Chinese mineral chi tonic for missing trace minerals and all kinds of tonic herbs that will feed your glandular system to increase body temperature. The color is red. We add flax hull lignans. These are lignans extracted from the hulls of flax seed. One tiny scoop of lignans is equivalent to 2 gallons of flax seed. That's why we call this superfoods. Lignans are known to bind toxic xenoestrogens that the candida produces. We add Collatrim Plus. It's a bioavailable collagen powder. Candida destroys collagen production. So we add Collatrim Plus. The color is white. It feeds the entire set of tubes in your body, from the inner intestinal tubes to the vascular tubes, and the tubes that make up your arteries and veins. Then we add blue for water. Water is nutrition. And we add the blueberries or Zambrosa, which is a powerful antioxidant. Then we add green for green zone, which gives you all the amino acids, which gives you all the phytonutrients, increases oxygen production. Then I like to add Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, and it makes the smoothies taste good. And all you need to add on top of that is some frozen berries if you want to, and some ice. That's it. You don't need to be juicing. Most people are going to the grocery store. We do not know the nutrient value of the foods from the grocery stores. We don't know how many nutrients they are in the apples or carrots or beets or spinach. And besides, carrots, apples, and beets are way too sweet. We rely on the superfoods. They are quality controlled. Their nutrient values have been analyzed. Then we take Super Omega 3. We have several of them. We have Super Omega 3. We have flaxseed oil. We have Super Oil. Okay? Because we need oils to make the cells pliable so oxygen can readily move in and toxins can easily move out. And we work on the next step, which is inflammation. This is where I've mentioned flax lignans binds toxic xenoestrogens. We take colostrum on an empty stomach that goes into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins that come from grains. We take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach to get into the bloodstream and digest undigested food particles in the bloodstream. And they also are known to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. And we take cat's claw combination to open the lymphatic system so the toxins could drain out through the elimination channels. And finally, we need to determine the root sources of your inflammation. Where is the poison coming from that's causing inflammation in your body? And this is where you do one of two things. You either register for TAFI, taking action for your health, or you can contact me and do a consultation. My information is on donnaroth.com, donnaroth.com. Then we want to work on elimination. This is where we increase bowel and liver activity. We can use LBS2. This is where we might need to do a kidney flush using hay, hydrangea, and chlorophyll. Then we want to increase blood circulation. We want to clean that blood of all that all those toxic heavy metals like mercury, lead, iron. We find all these in vaccinations. We want to clean out metabolic waste. We want to clean out sticky triglycerides. And if we clean that out, then we increase oxygen flow and we increase the body temperature. And this is where we use the tablet called MC, an incredible oral chelation tablet. Then we want to use PAPA to clean out the fungus which is causing the cancer. And this is PAPA that comes from, American PAPA that comes from Eastern United States. It was studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin for over 20 years. And he said, PAPA is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. It destroys fungal cells. It gets right into those cancer cells and causes cancer cell apoptosis or cancer cell death. And we want to increase stem cell production. Astragalus increases stem cell production. There are many people that have incorporated this particular program into their lifestyle and have been able to overcome cancer. Some people have overcome cancer within 2 months, others within 6 months, others within 4 years. It does not matter how long it takes. I have done smoothies for 30 years of my life. It does not matter. I want us all to get that picture. Your body is created to heal if you take this on. I am now going to stop the recording.